I will turn it over to Tad and Ernie to say a few words, and thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me to serve. I just have a few things to say. One is that I just wanted to publicly say that everything that I've done with my career has been a result of the launching pad that this city provides me as an individual artist. It's my contact with leaders and people in the city who are out-of-the-box thinkers. It's my contact with citizens who are innovative and patient, contact with the business community who understands a new idea. So everything that I've been able to do in my career is a direct result of being from this community. So I wanted to thank all of you and all of you. But more importantly, the exciting thing for me to come on the RAC board at this time really has to do with a couple of initiatives that are really dear to my heart. One is hopefully the reintroduction of arts education in our public schools, which is being driven by a partnership with the Big Thought from Dallas, which is a very innovative program that injected arts education into the elementary school system. And Portland was chosen as the next partner to mentor under this program. That's very exciting. And certainly the Neighborhood Arts Program, which begins to say, let's cross the river and look at our population on the other side of the river that is Portland to see how we can target specific audiences, specific neighborhoods, and make our services from RAC more user-friendly and in many different languages and reach out to those people on a one-on-one basis. And certainly the partnerships with the other counties. We are a regional arts council. We are not the Metropolitan Council, and so we have many partners outside the city. Ernie?
I share, first of all, thank you, gentlemen, very much for having me here today. It's a real honor to be on the board of the Regional Arts and Culture Council. It's one of those organizations that I looked at a number of years ago and said this one would be fun to be involved with. And so here I am. Two things I would like to point out. I think we all are beginning to sense not just the climate, but that Portland is really beginning to bloom in many, many ways. And I think a part of that is due to the support this organization, your organization, has been taking some leadership on with respect to the funding for the arts. Having been in the corporate sector for two-thirds of my professional career, I know something about workplace giving. And I believe that the Work for Art program that RAC and the city are doing is going to make a huge difference in adding funds to the support for arts, but mainly from people who are in the workplace and now have a chance to dedicate some of their annual community giving towards the arts area. I think Portland is a leader in terms of what we call the United Arts Fund concept, in that we are the only city that I know of where there is acknowledgement and support from the city government. And that's a big step forward for Portland and something else we can hold up our flag with pride on. And I think the other thing that the city has helped us do is to encourage the counties who are incorporated into the regional arts concept, which would be Washington, Clackamas, and Multnomah County, pardon me, of course, are now giving some thought to modeling work for art programs with matches from their own constituency. So, again, thank you for what you're doing. I realize in the scheme of things, this is not a hot button, perhaps, but it certainly is adding to the cultural fabric of our community, which I believe is what Portland is becoming known for. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one else signed up.
Okay. Further discussion? Need a motion to accept the report.
So moved. Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Just want to take this opportunity to also acknowledge Jesse Beeson, who's my liaison for arts and culture, who helps this issue area keep moving along with Eloise and the mayor's office and everybody else on council. Thank you, Jesse. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, and thank you for serving, and I want to acknowledge Commissioner Adams' commitment to RAC and the arts. He's forced all of us to pay more attention to it than what we might otherwise have been inclined to do. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for joining RAC and or And also the two reappointments to RAC. It looks like an outstanding, I know you're outstanding citizens, and we appreciate your contributions. Thank you. Aye.
Sten?
Well, thank you as well. I'm a fan of all four people that are being appointed, so I think you have a lot of talent, Eloise, to work with. And I know we wouldn't get this caliber of folks if Eloise and her team were not doing such a great job. And I would just encourage you to act on the words you just said. I know you will, but I think this is a moment where we can get to the next level. And we have if you look at the four of you, it's a broad mix of backgrounds and experience, and I think that melds really well into an existing group to really get some stuff done. So I think it's a chance, and the workplace giving, the tie to the corporate world, the tie to the grassroots world are all there. And so if the city can keep doing our part, if you can lead us, I think we can get to the next level. And not coincidentally, it's because of Commissioner Adams taking the lead on this as well. So great work, and I'm at your service. Aye.
Potter.
Well, I want to thank the four citizens. I believe that citizens are really what make Portland very unique, because they give of their time, and they give back to the community, and I think these four citizens are great examples of that. And I congratulate them for their view of service, and look forward to seeing how you folks work with our arts community and raise the profile of the arts community and increase the opportunity for more people, particularly our young people, to engage in arts. So thank you very much. I vote aye. Please read item 312.
Accept the bid of Dunn Construction, Inc. for the West Burnside Sewer Reconstruction Project for $2,140,740.
Staff.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, members of City Council. I'm Jeff Barron, the Director of the Bureau of Purchases, and before you is a request to approve the purchasing agent report for the West Burnside Sewer Reconstruction Project to Dunn Construction Incorporated, who's located in Gresham, in the amount of $2,140,740. And we did have on there a couple things to note, that they do have a 1.6% of the total project value awarded for minority business subcontractor participation. And they are also currently in delayed compliance status with our equal benefit requirements through January 31st of 2008. And that's to allow for their open enrollment process that begins on January 1st to get that allowed them to catch up with that. So, and again, we had built that into our program, that we knew that there were going to be times over the next coming year to allow for a delayed compliance. So, and we have representatives from Bureau of Environmental Services in case there are any project-related questions.
Well, I just say it on everybody's contract. I'll say it on my own. The 1.6 is too low, and sometimes we exceed it. In this particular case, we're below it, so we got to keep pushing forward on the issue.
And we do, Commissioner Adams. We do keep pushing on through the project. We have our compliance staff that works with the contractor to see if we can boost that up through the project. And part of it for this particular project is they're doing a lot of self-performance of the work.
Right. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Did anybody sign up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Anybody here wish to testify on this matter? It's a report. Need a motion to accept.
So move.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 313.
Accept bid of Sirius Computer Solutions, Inc. to furnish the EBS servers and related products for the Office of Technology Services with an estimated annual amount of $1,200,000.
Thank you, Mayor Potter, members of City Council. Again, Jeff Baer for the Bureau of Purchases. And last week you approved an ordinance that allowed for the purchase of the Enterprise Business Solution servers, the IBM servers that are necessary to run the SAP financial system that we are working diligently on to go live in November. And this is our purchasing agent report that identifies the solicitation process we went through to award the contract to Sirius Computer Solutions Incorporated out of Beaverton, Oregon. And I think you heard last week that this would allow us to take advantage of about a $400,000 discount. So this really consummates the process we went through and allows us to achieve that savings. So, and we have staff here too, in case there are any questions related to the project.
Questions?
I didn't quite catch the $400,000 discount. What?
Part of the bid process that we went through, that they identified if we got the award in by a certain timeline, that the price would drop significantly, which amounted to about $400,000. So we're trying to meet, we are meeting that deadline to take advantage of that savings.
That's a deadline from IBM or SAP?
It's from IBM or Sirius Computer, who we're buying the IBM servers through.
Further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody sign up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anybody here who wishes to testify on this matter? It's a report. We need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second. Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 314.
Assess benefited properties for aerial tram improvements in the Portland Aerial Tram Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Adams?
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to turn this directly over to staff. And Greg, do you want to begin?
I will start. My name is Greg Jones with the Office of Transportation. We're here at the very end of the tram project, and one of the last remaining processes that we need to do is complete the assessment of the LID. So Andrew Abbey, our LID administrator, is here to walk you through the LID assessment process and the objections that have been submitted at this point. So Andrew.
Thank you, Greg. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Just want to back up to the last council action on this LID. On October 4th of last year, council approved an ordinance that increased the project cost contribution of the LID to $36.6 million. At the same time, we updated the estimate of auditors' cost, which were not capped as part of the LID, to $1,463,500.10. So throughout the life of the LID, we've had a cap on project cost, but we have not had a cap on auditors' cost. So back in October, we updated the estimate to reflect the increased cost of the tram, but also increases in interest rates, because we really wanted to avoid any surprises at the end of the project. So the total estimate back in October was $38,063,500.10. I'm pleased to report today that the ordinance that's proposed before you retains the same $36,600,000 project cost, but drops the project, or excuse me, the auditor's cost down to $1,265,441.50. So we have about an approximate $198,000 savings, or about a 0.5% positive variance. So most properties, in fact, do have a positive variance of 0.5% below the last estimate related to the last council action. I would like to note for the record that the property with the largest assessment on Markham Hill of $13,832,349.84 has been split into two amounts of $6,916,174.92. The only reason we did that is because our lien system has a limitation where it can't handle amounts of $10 million or more. So we simply split that into two separate lien accounts so that our lien accounting system could handle that. My understanding is when the lien system gets replaced as part of the Enterprise Business System project, that limitation will go away. I would like to note for the record that none of the property owners who submitted a remonstrance against LID formation when the LID was formed submitted an objection to final assessment. In terms of summarizing the remonstrances, out of 341 lien records, we received objections to final assessment from four of those 341. Basically 99.6% of the estimated assessment, we received no objection to final assessment. So the first of the four objections is from the JEH Family Partnership at 3420 Southwest McAdam Avenue. Their proposed final assessment is $99,719.44. They are in assessment zone A. You may recall, Council, that we have a tiered assessment zone approach where we assigned a higher degree of benefit to properties according to their proximity to the tram. So they have an estimated or proposed assessment rate of $5.91 per square foot. I would note that the northeast corner of their block is one block from the eastern terminus of the tram landing. We received two objections to final assessment from the Oregon Department of Transportation. One of those two, we were only proposing a partial assessment in terms of square footage. The total assessment on that particular parcel as proposed is $604.64. It's in the lowest assessment rate zone in assessment zones C of 73 cents per square foot, so it's a significantly lower assessment rate than what we're proposing, for example, for the property at 3420 Southwest McAdam. The second of the two objections from ODOT is for a larger parcel. That proposed final assessment is $51,084.52. The bulk of that assessment also is 73 cents per square foot in assessment zone C. And the fourth of the four objections we received was from an owner of a condominium at the Merriweather Condominiums. In that particular objection, the property owner has requested that general fund property tax dollars be used to buy down his assessment. I would note a couple of things that, for sake of argument, if council honored that request, those funds would have to be allocated proportionally throughout the LID, which means the OHSU would get most of the benefit of those general fund property tax dollars. More importantly, you heard some testimony earlier about the substitution of security program. North McAdam Investors fully intends to satisfy this obligation. So there will be no obligation to that particular property owner, even though the assessment of $815.95 will be reflected on the lien docket upon passage of this ordinance 1 week from today. I would like to note that all of the property owners in the LID are eligible for financing for up to 20 years. We are anxious to close out the final assessment ordinance on time. We have a lot of money at stake here in terms of what we're trying to get reimbursed for from the LID construction fund. If for sake of argument there were to be a delay in final assessment, the Office of Management and Finance estimate the daily cost at $4,210 a day or $29,470 a week. So council can certainly entertain any changes it wishes to on changing the assessment methodology, but the staff recommendation is to make sure that we close this out on time. I would like to just in closing note that we did anticipate a significant degree of special benefit occurring, especially in South Waterfront, at the time we formed the LID. At the time we formed the LID, we did a cursory look at the collective valuations of properties in South Waterfront. At the time, Multnomah County carried a collective valuation of $728 million. I did a look of what Multnomah County had when I filed the ordinance. That had increased by $216 million to $944 million, and that doesn't include the valuations of, for example, the condominiums at the Merriweather, which, based on a telephone conversation I have, I understand that the total sale price of all those condominiums was $144 million. So just very conservatively, depending on how you look at it, we've seen a spike in property value somewhere in the magnitude of $216 to $360 million in South Waterfront since we formed this LID. Be happy to answer any questions that council has. If you're so inclined, I would request that the council move a motion to overrule the four objections to final assessment.
We also have the project manager here if you have any general questions about the project. It is substantially complete, and we are in punch list for closeout right now.
Questions?
I don't know who to direct this to, but I recall, weren't the Zidels suing us over the LID allocation or something like that?
That is correct. That lawsuit has been settled and closed with prejudice, so that there is no further lawsuit on the books.
What does with prejudice mean?
Can bring it back.
It's done. There you
okay.
go.
I might just briefly add, Andrew Abbey, I might just briefly add, again reiterating it is council's prerogative to make a different finding of special benefit. In the case of the tram, there's a lot of things predicated on what the final assessment numbers are. So if for sake of argument some of those numbers change, there will be a fair amount of administrative work at the staff level and also with our external stakeholders.
So you need a motion to move the report. So moved.
Second.
Does that include
a motion to
overrule the remonstrances.
So moved.
Second.
Further questions? Was anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Anybody here who wished to testify on this matter? I'll move to a second reading.
Well, you vote on the motion motion.
Yeah. Okay.
Vote on the motion and then pass it to second reading.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. When will the second reading be?
That will be next week, April 4th.
Okay. Please read item 315.
Authorize a $250,000 grant to the Portland Rose Festival Association for Rose Festival 2007 Centennial Celebration Cost.
Mr. Leonard.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm pleased to bring this resolution forward. The Rose Festival was started in 1907, 2 years after the conclusion of the Lewis and Clark Fair Exposition, and it was formed by a group of businessmen to promote an annual festival celebrating Portland and using as its signature the Rose.
What was that first festival like, Commissioner?
It was well attended, Commissioner Adams. Thank you. But today, it actually generates $70 million a year in economic activity in Portland. It has truly become a signature event for Portland throughout the country, if not the world, celebrating our home and celebrating the place that others envy so much. And this year, the Rose Festival wants to do a special celebration because it is the centennial celebration of the Rose Festival. They have turned the corner in many ways in supporting that organization from what some of us recall just a few years back were some significant financial challenges that they were encountering to a place where I think they're doing real well. But they would like to actually have a special, extra special celebration and have requested of us some help in the form of a $250,000 one-time grant for them to meet their financial obligations to do that. And I thought, given the Rose Festival's importance to the citizens of Portland and in many ways to the country, that was a very reasonable request of us. Thank you.
Discussion? Anybody signed up? Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
So I note that there's a general condition about what expenditures it can be, the money can be spent on, including other purposes as may be authorized in writing by the Commissioner of Public Safety? Does that include, or could that include anything like Bull Run cabins or doulas?
If you plant roses,
just trying to follow the money here.
Can I take the fifth on that, Harry? Is that appropriate?
Only if it's Maker's Mark.
Okay.
Okay.
I did have just a statement, and that is I attended an event on Saturday with the Native American Youth Association, and some of the elders were there, and they talked about the fact that the powwow, which they have each year at Delta Park, has not been listed as a Rose Festival event, even though it's recognized as one.
Hmm.
So I'm going to be contacting the Rose Festival Association to make sure that it's in their brochures and information.
Good. I very much appreciate it.
It's a very large event that brings a lot of honor to the Native American community here in Portland.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Okay, it's a non-emergency. Moves to a second reading. Item 316.
Declare the week of April 8th through 14th to be National Public Safety Telecommunications Week in the City of Portland.
Commissioner Leonard.
Thank you. As I've said many times here, I can't imagine a more challenging occupation than that of one of our emergency dispatchers. As the mayor would testify, he and I both have backgrounds and careers others at times think are challenging. And he and I have actually talked about this before, and we both agree that there is nothing more challenging than being the first person that picks up the call from a frantic parent or person who either has a medical emergency, a fire, or someone's kicking in their door. It takes, honestly, special skills that that not many possess to be able to think rationally, dispatch the proper units, and to coordinate all that through the end, oftentimes talking with the person on the phone during that entire process. And there is nobody that respects the folks that do that more than this city council, because we sit and listen often to the job that they do in our budget process, and I am just very much appreciative of the work that they do. So this act of declaring April 18th through the 14th to be National Public Safety Telecommunications Week in Portland is the least that that we can do in honoring our emergency dispatchers, who, by the way, serve the entire region, not just Portland, but all of Multnomah County, and do a just an outstanding job by all accounts of that. Thank you.
Any questions? Do we have anybody sign up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
I want to thank you, Commissioner Leonard. I think this is just excellent. And actually, I wanted to thank you also for the Rose Festival.
Thanks.
That's really important to them, and this is going to be a big year for them. And so for both of them, I appreciate your leadership
thank
on
you.
It. It's not an emergency, and it moves to a second reading.
It's a resolution.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you. 911. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I do want to recognize the great work that our 911 dispatchers do and everybody who works at the Bureau of Emergency Communications. It's a very tough job, and they do a great job at it. So thank you. Aye.
Sten?
I would also like to thank the hardworking people at BOEC, and Commissioner Leonard, thanks for putting this in front of us, and we'll make our best to let people know that that's the week to honor them, as we should every day. Aye.
Potter?
Second all of those statements. Aye. We're recessed until 2 p.m.
This one or those ones, these over here?
Those are all 95.
Okay, right? You're right. Okay.